The mystery of silence is fully experienced in the life of Orthodox monasticism. Away from the noise, the distractions of the world, and the din of crass consumerism, the Orthodox monk turns his ear to a different voice, best heard and even expressed in silence. The atmosphere, the air itself, and the monks of an Orthodox monastery convey a wordless language that no tongue or speech could ever express. The power of this silent language is especially borne by holy elders who from generation to generation pass on their charismata, their gifts, on to their disciples. This is true even today just as much as it was in the past. In a remote cave toward the middle of the 20th century, atop the impassable cliffs of Mount Athos, Elder Joseph the Hesychast perfected unceasing interior prayer, known as the Jesus Prayer. It is said of Elder Joseph that when visitors came to him for counsel, he already knew not only their names, but their innermost thoughts as well. In time, a group of disciples gathered around Elder Joseph at the skete of Little St. Anne's, all of whom would carry on the tradition of Holy Orthodox eldership. One disciple, Elder Ephrem of Katunakia of Mount Athos, who reposed at the turn of the 21st century, was so filled with the power of eldership that his eyes alone could pierce through the very core of one's soul and thereby transmit divine healing. Another disciple, still alive today, also named Ephrem, after 12 years under Elder Joseph, later received a vision to build monastic communities across North America, now centered at St. Anthony's in Arizona. Elder Ephrem, after years of also perfecting the stillness of the Jesus Prayer, possesses the gift of bearing within himself silent grace and the gift of transmitting this grace to all that come to him by virtue of his mere presence alone. Now, one should visit Orthodox monasteries not so much to see something interesting, but rather to be raised to new realms of consciousness through the mystery of monastic silence. The entrances, harbors, and gates of Orthodox monasteries, the soundless figures of monks going about their various tasks, the bell towers, courtyards, chapels, and churches, rituals and processions, the pathways, stairways, balconies, and porches all bring the visitor through new doorways of interior awareness. There's a time to speak and a time to be silent, the scriptures tell us. It is in silence that one can hear the inner promptings of one's own voice, as well as the voice of God Himself.